This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday repeated Israel's intention to send troops into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, saying the city on the Egyptian border is Hamas's last stronghold. During an appearance in Israel Tuesday, Netanyahu said Israel will complete the elimination of the Hamas battalions, including in Rafah. He said there is no force in the world that will stop them. The possibility of an Israeli invasion has raised the international alarm over the fate of 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering in Rafah, most of whom are displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, speaking in Washington, said the Biden administration hasn't seen Israel's plan but remains opposed.
We have made clear to Israel that we think a full-scale military invasion of Rafah would have an enormously harmful effect on those civilians, and that it would ultimately hurt Israel's security. So it's not just a question of Israel presenting a plan to us. We have made clear to them that we think that there is a better way to achieve what is a legitimate goal.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown Jr. were on Capitol Hill Tuesday to voice their support for the Pentagon's $850 billion budget for 2025, as questions remain as to whether lawmakers will support current spending needs for Israel or Ukraine. The Senate Armed Forces Committee hearing Tuesday was the first time lawmakers on both sides were able to question the Pentagon's top civilian and military leadership on the administration's Israel strategy following Tel Aviv's deadly strike on the world's central kitchen humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In his opening statement, Defense Secretary Austin said Congress must pass more aid for Ukraine.
The price of U.S. leadership is real, but it is far lower than the price of U.S. abdication.
This is VOA News.